The oil boom began in North Dakota about 7 years ago, and it's been good and bad. There's been crime and congestion, but also more jobs and more money. And this fall, one small town is celebrating a surprising upside of the oil boom. Prairie Public Radio's Emily Guerin reports.
Here's something people here in Alexander, North Dakota haven't heard for a long time. That's the Alexander Comets. They're a six-man football team. That's right, six-man. The school is still too small for an 11-man team. It's the day before their first game of the season, the first in 28 years. Wide receiver Jay Morgan is stoked.
I can't wait for tomorrow to come. My head's gonna explode right now.
It's football season, baby!
Morgan's new to football and new to Alexander. His mom moved out here from Bakersfield, California, to work in one of the truck stops built for the oil field. Kevin Clausen coaches the football team in between his weeks living on an oil well pad.
Because of the oil boom, we now have a football team.
Before the oil boom began, there were only 55 kids in the entire K-12 school and no varsity sports. Like so many towns that dot the Great Plains, Alexander was shrinking as farms grew larger and more mechanized and young people moved away. 10th grader Grace Nelson remembers her parents talking about the school possibly closing.
It's kind of shocking to hear you don't have enough people so you can't be a school, because school is family. That's like saying you can't be with your family every day.
The oil boom has changed all that. The town has grown by 60% since 2008, and there are now more than 200 students enrolled. And they're still coming, despite low oil prices and thousands of layoffs. But Nelson says there's a downside. The roads are much more dangerous now with all the oil traffic.
Over the past 3 years, we have lost 3 students.
The quarterback's older brother and another would-be football player were killed in a crash with a semi last January. So many people here say they have a complicated relationship with the oil field. Mayor Jerry Hatter struggles with that relationship every day.
I hate the fact that I can drive places that there was never anything, and it's nothing but solid pumping units and roads and traffic, and it's changed the landscape.
Game day. The Comets are wearing bright red jerseys and clean white socks. They break out of their huddle, sprinting through a line of screaming girls and onto the field to meet their opponents from a small high school in eastern Montana.
The Grass Range Winnet Rangers.
The Rangers have had a lot of practice, unlike the Comets. They're also huge.
At 6'2", a senior, Tucker Bevis.
It seemed like the Comets were in over their heads. They were clearly the underdogs.
What?
Another touchdown for the Rangers. People don't seem to mind, though. They cheer at every tackle. Many are watching the game from the back of their pickup trucks, holding each other's babies and visiting. Leanna Halverson-Dean is choked up today.
Farmers, ranchers, you get caught up in your lives and you lose track. And it's nice to have everybody back.
She really missed seeing everyone at these games. It's a sense of community that was lacking during those 28 years that this town didn't have local football to watch. Listening to the crowd, you never know the Comets lost, 65-18. Because in Alexander, just having football back is a huge victory. For NPR News, I'm Emily Guerin.
That story came to us from Inside Energy, a public media collaboration focusing on America's energy issues.